This is the Midday Market Report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined in midday by Amanda Brill of Total Farm Marketing. Amanda, today is WASD report day. Just getting the report in our hands, what are we learning so far?
The USDA has made no changes, virtually zero changes for U.S. ending stocks in corn, soybeans, wheat, so all the same as last month. Some very, very, very slight changes for like world wheat ending stocks. Those were lowered by a hair, by 0.5 million metric tons. And then the only other change was that they increased Brazilian corn production by 1 million metric ton to one, from it's 132 from 131 last month. That's it. That's the only thing they changed.
That was Amanda Brill with Total Farm Marketing. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Start your weekend with insight and inspiration on Weekend Ag Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every week we bring you an in-depth look at the top ag stories with a recap of the week's biggest headlines. Join us for long-format interviews with industry leaders and policymakers, giving you insights you won't hear anywhere else. And don't miss our faith-based segment with Russ Parker, Food for Thought, offering a perspective that helps bring clarity and focus to our lives. Make Weekend Ag Matters part of your weekend routine. Tune in every weekend on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
May corn down 3 1/4 at 450 1/2. May soybeans up 9 1/4 at 1205 1/2. May soybean meal up 240 at 315.90. May soybean oil up 24 cents at 66.34. Chicago wheat down 11 1/2 at 591 3/4. Minneapolis wheat down 11 cents at 636. Kansas City hard red wheat down 10 cents at 609 3/4. May oats up 2 1/2 at 346 3/4. On the Merck, April live cattle up 223 at 232.38. March feeder cattle up 333 at 353.98. April lean hogs up $1.30 at 96.13. April pork cutout unchanged at 103.40. Class 3 milk down 25 cents at 16.17. This has been a check of the midday markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.